Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 5th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Failing to respect the democratic process that unified all United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants at the new United Airlines, the International Association of Machinists, the IAM, filed charges against AFA alleging violations of the National Mediation Board rules, policies, and procedures by AFA and United Airlines. Today, we filed our response, which disproves all of the IAM's baseless allegations and further establishes that AFA scrupulously complied with the NMB's election rules. We are confident the charges will be dismissed, and our work continues to unify flight attendants and achieve real improvements in our profession and for our families. While the machinists' claims are absurd, outright false, and are almost entirely a projection of their own misconduct, we have to take the process seriously and address it with our legal resources. AFA requested the minimum time necessary to respond. Last week, United Management asked the NMB for an extension to the deadline, and the request was granted for a filing deadline of today, August 5th. The charges filed by the machinists are clearly an attempt to discredit the decisive vote for AFA. The IAM will not be successful in getting a revote. Their actions are irresponsible, and we no longer need to respond to them. We have a bright future together as flight attendants. AFA applauds Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's announcement of an agreement on the 21st extension of the Federal Aviation Administration that will put an end to the partial shutdown of the agency responsible for the safety of civil aviation. As we have reported all week, 75,000 hardworking women and men have been out of work, and the FAA has lost nearly $400 million in revenue, all because congressional leaders chose to play games and jeopardize the livelihoods of tens of thousands of Americans and their families, as well as the long-term viability of the aviation industry. The shutdown was irresponsible and reckless, and it is shameful in these difficult economic times. AFA looks forward to the reopening of the FAA and the ability for all those affected to return to work. This extension is only a temporary solution. We call on Congress to get serious once they return to Washington and pass a comprehensive funding bill that allows the FAA to move forward on vital safety and airport improvement projects that will help enhance the world's greatest aviation system. Last week, AFA attended a meeting with management to review their newly created charter coordinator position. This special assignment flight attendant, or SAFA position, which will be based at locations in Chicago and Los Angeles, will, according to management, be a non-working flight attendant, not part of the crew, and only on the charter to ensure an excellent in-flight experience. AFA has requested several times for a job description, yet one has not been provided. Based on some of the responsibilities shared by the company at the meeting, AFA's view is that this SAFA post is not related to the flight attendant position and violates Section 4Q1 of our contract. Any flight attendants who may choose to participate as a SAFA for this position should be aware that their seniority might be affected. As such, AFA has filed a grievance, and we will keep you updated on the progress of this matter. Continental and Continental Micronesia AFA are well over halfway finished with their required 60-day membership drive as they work diligently to collect all the necessary applications from their members. Recently, management threw a curveball at the Continental and Continental Micronesia AFA representatives, requiring them to submit a new dues checkoff form along with their membership application for each member, which has caused Continental and Continental Micronesia representatives to have to double back and recontact some of their members. This week, the AFA CWA Leadership Membership Department posted special election dates for Continental and Continental Micronesia local council officers. The nomination schedule and election dates are posted on the AFA CWA election website, along with information for those who are interested in running for office. The elections will be completed by mid-November 2011. More information on the process at Continental and Continental Micronesia may be found by visiting the Continental AFA and Continental Micronesia AFA's websites. Now, on the power of the pin. Wear your AFA pin every time you fly. This is the most powerful way you can demonstrate your commitment to your flying partners and to management that we are dedicated to achieving an industry-leading agreement. Please be sure to insert revision 8 and complete the e-learning training by 2359 local domicile time on August 9, 2011, in order to retain your flying qualifications and be in compliance with FAA regulations. More information may be found on our website. Keep an eye out for the latest edition of our Negotiations and You newsletter coming soon to your home. You can also link to the online version of Negotiations and You on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.